This is the first time. Chirp Radio's live storytelling and music series recorded at Martyrs in Chicago's North Center neighborhood. Here's your host, Jen Sodini.
Elisa Rosenthal is a modern-day vaudevillian. She has a certificate in eccentric performing, which is actually a more valuable degree than Bachelor's of Liberal Arts. She is a performer, she has a variety show, and also she is performing at the Chicago League of Lady Arm Wrestlers Claw as Marie Antoinette on the 24th in Logan Square. I've been to Claw, it's awesome. But it is with great pleasure I introduce Elisa Rosenthal. Let me get all my meds. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. This is fun. All right. A few years ago, I had a quarter-life crisis and made what seemed like the most logical career-defining choice. I enrolled in clown school. So this isn't your grandma's birthday party clown. I'm talking about the heavily crafted, endlessly rehearsed, borderline academic, generally silent, highly physical, insanely present, and demanding clown with a capital C. Think Cirque du Soleil. Think Mr. Bean. Cool, right? Think performers so skilled that doing a partner acrobat routine while preparing a sandwich was one of the easier assignments. You could say that I absolutely wanted to run away and join the circus because I actually thought it would be a viable source of income. The school took place in a refurbished barn-turned-theater in a small town in Maine because why not turn the hippie here up to 11? Here we are. From the moment I applied, my parents said, oh good, we'd love a drive to Maine. They've always been very, very supportive. Once I got accepted, I flew out there from Chicago knowing they'd pick me up and drive me back home at the end because this was my big adult summer. The training program was expensive, so I was brought on as the summer intern to cut costs in exchange for classes, room, board, and an $1,100 stipend. I assisted the artistic director, answered phones in the office, wrote press releases, picked faculty up from the airport, ran show lights, appraised antiques, did dorm laundry, tended to the garden, and street performed. Relatedly, if you ever want to feel like a local celebrity, be the only Jewish girl in South Paris, Maine. And it was so beautiful there. Mountains always in the background, trees everywhere, green, lots and lots of green. If you've ever been to Maine, you know it is damn charming. Now, that summer was truly the hardest I've ever worked. The administrative tasks alone would later be separated into three separate paid positions. And the classes. Okay, guys. Clown classes are some of the most intense and difficult classes out there. The teachers have insanely high standards for things like how specific your emotional discoveries are and how immediately you attain rapport with your audience. We spent the entire first day of the workshop solely on breathing, which would look something like this. The blunt criticisms, along with how vulnerable you're being and how good you want to be and how important you've made concocting this 3-minute silent comedy routine, it all makes for a pretty bleak time spent in the world of clowning. I was so overworked, I'd roll into my room at the end of the night knowing I had to have a completely new routine by 9 a.m. the next day, and then somehow also square away a student's payment and rinse lettuce for lunch by then too. I was so depleted and depressed by the end of each day that I would hang up my red nose, hang up my tutu, and all I could muster was to listen to the same emo indie LA surfer band I was obsessed with, singing about easy living and greener pastures. At the end of my third day there, I proclaimed, "That's it! I'm moving to the mountains! This is for me!" But by the end of my third week, I became the most homesick I've ever been in my life. It was way too quiet in Maine. It felt way too safe. And I was way too tired. The charm of the green wore off. And I started thinking about the aspects of my life in Chicago that I appreciated, but that I thought I wanted to get away from. Back home, I had just moved into my own one-bedroom apartment, and here in Maine, was living in basically a hostel for 19-year-old unicyclists who didn't want to go to college. I missed getting to make creative work on my terms instead of the incredibly high standards that the clown community inexplicably puts on itself. And I missed freaking Chicago in the summer. So a little too soon? Okay. And all of a sudden, the 2.5 months were over. My mom and my stepdad drove from Arlington Heights to Maine, as promised, to see me perform the clown routine I created in class in the final show and then drive me back home in the morning. As soon as they walked into the barn that night, they both felt chills. You can feel the creative energy in here, my mom mused. When you know you're leaving somewhere, even if it made you crazy, you already start to miss it. I realized that it had been an inspiring and rewarding summer. But I walked out of the barn and felt all of that inspiration and creative energy stay there. I was back to being that mopey emo kid with a completed certificate in eccentric performing in the backseat of her parents' car. I spent a lot of that long car ride home thinking about what in the hell I was going to do next. I didn't want to try to hit the circus scene hard. And I was sick of constantly devising my own material. My big scheme to find a career and a way to make a living turned out to just be a couple of months at clown school. My stepdad, Norm, drove like the wind. He knew how badly I wanted to get back home. He ended up doing the drive in 2 days. All right. We're not stopping for anything, was kind of his motto. But eventually he did need to stop because there's only so much Starbucks you can Starbuck before you have to go. We stopped into a really nice rest stop in Ohio. He noticed a vending machine with scratch-off lottery tickets that cost $20 per ticket. Hey, Leslie, give me $20. No, said my mom. Come on, it's a waste of money. How funny is it that these scratch-off tickets cost $20? It's so absurd. Exactly. Come on, take it out of the vacation fund, out of the money we didn't spend. Fine. And my mom begrudgingly handed him $20. So the scratch ticket was one of those that had 10 numbers across the top and then a separate square of 10 by 10 numbers. If any of the numbers in the square matched any of the numbers along the top, it was an instant $100 per match. My mom and I go off to look at tchotchkes or something. Norm exclaims, ha! Just won $100! Already made it back! Because of course Norm would win, because he's super lucky. Then he goes, oh my, oh my, oh my, a few more times. Wait, come take a look at this. So I check the ticket, I read all the directions, look at the numbers again. He matched a total of 5 numbers. We walked out of there with $500 in cash, which is half of what I made the entire summer. So I cried. So Norm had a pretty successful summer. I realized that sometimes you work really, really hard for something, and sometimes you're just lucky. Thank you.
Exactly.
You've been listening to a Chirp Radio podcast of our live storytelling and music series, The First Time. Our storyteller was Elisa Rosenthal, and the First Time Four gave us their version of Green Grass by Tan Lines. The First Time Four is Steve Frisbee, Liam Davis, Gerald Dowd, and Scott Stevenson. To hear more First Time pieces, check out the series website, firsttime.chirpradio.org. And you can find other podcasts produced by the station at chirpradio.org/podcasts. Thanks for listening.